Chapter 8. Tactical Variations. In war, the general receives his commands from the sovereign, collects his army, and concentrates his forces. When in difficult country, do not encamp. In country where high roads intersect, join hands with your allies. Do not linger in dangerously isolated positions. In hemmed-in situations, you must resort to stratagem. In desperate position, you must fight. There are some roads that one should not follow, some enemy armies that one should not assault, some towns that must not be besieged.
No town should be attacked which, if taken, cannot be held, or if left alone, will not cause any trouble.
There are positions that one should not fight for, and some commands from the sovereign that one should not necessarily obey. The general who thoroughly understands the advantages that accompany tactical variations knows how to handle his troops. The general who does not understand these may be well acquainted with the configuration of the country, yet he will not be able to turn his knowledge to practical account. So the student of war who is unversed in the art of varying his plans, even though he is acquainted with seizing advantages, will fail to make the best use of his men. Hence, in the wise leader's plans, considerations of advantage and of disadvantage will be blended together. If our expectation of advantage is to be tempered in this way, we may succeed in accomplishing the essential part of our schemes. If, on the other hand, in the midst of difficulties we are always ready to seize an advantage, we may extricate ourselves from misfortune.
If one wishes to extricate himself from a dangerous position, he must consider not only the enemy's ability to injure him, but also his own ability to gain an advantage over the enemy. If in his counsels these two considerations are properly blended, he shall succeed in liberating himself.
Reduce the hostile chiefs by inflicting damage on them. Make trouble for them, and keep them constantly engaged. Hold out hollow enticements and make them rush to any given point. The art of war teaches us to rely not on the likelihood of the enemy's not coming, but on our own readiness to receive him. Not on the chance of his not attacking, but rather on the fact that we have made our position unassailable. There are 5 dangerous faults which may affect a general. Recklessness, which leads to destruction. Cowardice, which leads to capture. A hasty temper, which can be provoked by insults. A delicacy of honor, which is sensitive to shame. Over-concern for his men, which exposes him to worry and trouble. These are the 5 besetting sins of a general, ruinous to the conduct of war. When an army is overthrown and its leader slain, the cause will surely be found among these 5 dangerous faults. Let them be a subject of meditation.